Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to show 39.
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
Howdy, y'all. It's Shelley from Shelley's Podcast in Austin, Texas. And when I'm not roping cows or cleaning up what they leave behind, I'm listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast.
Those Texas blue bonnets, how sweetly they grow. O'er all the white prairies, they're scattered like snow. They may
feels have... good to mingle with these laid-back country folk, don't it, Harry?
I like it a lot.
Oh, no, no. Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Good evening. Put a smile in your voice, Amy. It always sounds so much nicer. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. I am, of course, the infamous Red Boy. And sitting next to me, across the table, as usual, is a lovely, infamous, Absolute Amy.
Infamous now?
I guess. I don't know. Lovely and infamous, does that go together? I don't think it does
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yes, it does?
I don't know.
I don't know. And we heard from Shelley, from Shelley's podcast.
I love that. That was so cute.
Well, she did that for us because on our show about how far everybody was, I didn't know where she was at. What'd she say? Houston? Austin?
Oh my gosh.
I don't pay attention.
I just love the whole thing that she's talking about, but the cows or cleaning up what they're due.
I don't think she really has. I've never heard her talk about cows and having cattle.
She's from Texas.
Yes.
There you go. Maybe we could get together with her sometime.
I know. Well, yeah, because we have a family in Dallas. So going through the big day.
We could all rowdy up.
Maybe.
Probably not.
So.
We're pretty non-rowdy now.
we are the anti-rowdy.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's just make a, you know, I know that this is, we're recording this live. It's about 8:10 after 8. That's when we are usually in our makeshift studio in the dining room.
Yes. So, yes, thank you, Shelley, for the little liner there.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yay!
So, and Zaldor, I know I've got one from you, too, but Shelley.
Ladies first,
and she... She's, oh yeah, I think Zal, yeah, let's put a pin in our map too, so. Ladies first. I'm going to stick with ladies first, I think, yeah.
Okay.
We have a big, big show for you today.
Big show.
I'm not trying to copy the big show, but we have a big show.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to find space for all, I have so much paper.
Okay, first of all, we're going to start this off by, I want to find out for sure.
Amy's
we're not
going to
be having any raunchy songs, right?
No, would you, no talk of.
Penis and so making fun of homosexual men.
No gay men.
Not that you and I were making fun of homosexual men. Just didn't really.
No, that was Blue Boy and
yeah,
Red Corn.
And I don't think they need to make any more appearances on the show, at least when I'm here.
All right, we have a huge show. Lots to talk about. Lurker Rick sent us pictures of a combi. We talked about last
a broken down combi.
Yeah, he showed it,
I knew what it was. I was amazed. I was like, "Oh, I know what that is," and I was right when I saw the picture.
And I was going to put it on the blog, and I wasn't smart enough to get figured out to do what I wanted to just yet. So, but he sent an email saying, "Here's a combi. Here's a broken down combi," and it was very broken down. So, thank you,
yes,
Mr. Rick. And I hope everybody enjoyed. Speaking of combis in Australia, I hope everybody enjoyed the interview with Tom, Aussie Tom. Oh, I'm sorry, Aussie.
Oh, did you already put that out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to like be talking about that tonight.
No, okay. That's its own separate show. It went out by, he's done. It's out there.
That was fun.
Downloading. Get it.
That was a lot of fun.
Get it done.
Congratulations to Aussie.
Aussie.
Aussie Tom.
As in Zed.
Aussie.
I was listening about Zed. That's what they say, Z. The Zed. So.
Whatever.
Anywho.
Anyways.
But
our friend in Australia.
Yes. And for no apparent reason, keeping on the Shelley theme, Shelley being the lone female of the Podcast Outlaws Network, has written a new Podcast Outlaws promo. Because being typical men, we're like, yeah, we need a new this and that. So we need a new intro or promo. Yeah, who's going to write it? So Shelley, nice enough to step up, write it for us, and then put up with the ongoing barrage of crap from all the men. We need to do that. What about this? No, what about that? What about it? Anyway, long story short, I think she finally got it done and just basically told us to bite it, and she was done. And Mr. Raymer.
Did you play it? Is it out?
Raymer hasn't produced it yet, so when Raymer gets off his butt.
What is going on?
He's too busy calling us doing Raymer's random rants.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
And we have another road trip this weekend.
Yeah.
Heading up to, we're calling it Chicago for the kids, but it's actually the far north suburbs of Chicago, almost Wisconsin. But
that's okay.
Yes. So
it'll be fun.
Not as long a trip as the last one.
No.
So.
It's only probably, 2 hour trip?
My dad called today and said it was 2.5 hours.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
So we'll be in the Chicagoland area this weekend. We may do a little podcasting while we're up there. Why not? You know, we need to start kicking this up to more than just once a week. We need some boring crap to fill up in the middle.
Okay, I'm glad you're just going to kick this up right when I'm going back to work on Monday. Yeah, let's kick it up.
Yeah. You're going to work on Monday?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Amy's been off for 3 months. Monday she goes back to work, and Monday I stay home from work.
For 2 weeks.
I'm just staying home from work. I might not go back. Maybe I'll quit. What's that song? It looks
Let me tell you a little story here. You know the women's movement of the 70s? I was a young girl then. I was not for that movement.
Suffrage.
No, that, honey.
I know it is.
That was like a long time ago. That was like in the turn
suffrage
of the century.
Suffrage is women to vote.
Yeah, but exactly. A long time ago. You know, but.
Yes.
No. You know what? I don't need I need equal rights, but I need equal, this is it. I want to be at home.
That's not equal. I work, you stay at home. That's
exactly.
Not equal.
Exactly.
You want, what is it? You want what you want.
No, we want this for the best for our children.
I know. And you know, to your credit, you have finally gotten the hang of it.
I've gotten right when I'm going to go back.
Because in the beginning, I pretty much told her, you're a great wife, but an awful housewife, because I'd come home at the end of the day. She's still in her pajamas, never showered. House is no more clean. In fact, probably dirtier than when I left. I said, no.
You know what?
And now I come home at the table, kitchen's clean, my defense, dishes are... You were learning.
It was a huge shock going from China, getting a baby.
I know.
That is not a baby, was a pretty much... Going into being a full-on toddler.
Well, and then I threw the whole basement project on
and
it
then,
too. So.
Yeah, and all this stuff. But and it's really been, now it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm like getting this down, know what I'm doing.
You are. You're doing great.
Now I'm going to have to go back to work, which is fine. Not that I wasn't working at home.
You were. I agree.
Look at this dining room that we're sitting in.
I know. I hear you.
It's all cleaned up.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay, so yes, Amy, you are staying home.
No, I'm not. No,
or
I'm going back.
You're.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, it'll be kind of fun. It'll be good to get back, get on like a schedule.
You know what? It's grass is greener on both sides of the fence. It is nice to get out and talk and be around other adults, but at the same time, it is nice to be there for your family. So, on to other things. Thank you, Amy. I thank you for your 3 months of dedicated service to the Red Boy household.
And it will continue again. We're just going on A hiatus.
There you go. The Red Boy Studio progress update. Not as far along
as... Is there really an update?
No.
No, you have. You've done a great job. Luke is so proud of you.
Yes, my... okay. All right. 10 seconds on this. Yes, he came down when I was working on some walls and painting and the ceiling. He goes, Daddy, I'm so proud of you. You're making me a nice playroom.
It was very nice.
I didn't have the heart to tell him that really I'm putting all this effort in it. Because at the end of the whole project, I will have a great podcast studio.
You're going to have a little corner.
Which Amy tried to shove it into the furnace room. I said, that sounds great. Well, welcome to the Red Boy Podcast from the furnace room.
So what? Okay.
Anyway.
Continuing. That's over 10 seconds.
Thank you. Okay. Continuing. If you get a chance, check out the Fly With Me podcast. Joe Podcaster does.
Come fly with me.
Yes. He's a pilot who like records airplane flight, like the radio chatter and whatnot. Does a great job. It's like a 20 to 30 minute podcast usually. He's at flywithjoe.com. Check out episode 8.5. He actually has audio from the JetBlue thing.
Ooh.
Where their tire was 90 degrees and shredding on the ground. Very interesting. He didn't get it all the way through to the landing, but good audio there from Joe Podcaster over at flywithjoe.com. So check him out.
Check it out. Check it out, man.
Amy?
Yes?
We have a problem.
Yes?
Houston, we have a problem. We've been accused.
Oh, jeez. Do we even have to acknowledge this?
I know. There's a certain podcast.
Up the street.
Yes. As they said, we were down the street, so they are up the street.
Well, they are north of us.
Yeah, so they're up they're up the river without a paddle. Who claim, and before we start, I need to do this too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, it's on.
Oh, you guys, you're so silly.
Once upon a time, the Blue Dog Banter
podcast. How long
podcast,
is this bit going to take?
Oh, hours.
Oh, God.
No. Blue Dog Banter. No, I'm quick and to the point about this. Blue Dog Banter was lacking, and we're friends with the banter, or maybe We used to be, I think.
I would call them the dogs.
The doggy dogs. So, they weren't podcasting. I'd always kind of wanted to try out the whole spoken rap theater, so I legitimately
stole it.
Acknowledged I was stealing it.
In a cute way, you held it hostage.
And I wanted,
and you gave all and full acknowledgement of who the bit came from.
Exactly. And I said, you know what? I'm stealing it. And it was more or less just trying to drive. And I really kind of wanted to do it just to see if I could do it. You said I sucked at it. It was fine. They started podcasting. Life was good. And it was a whole fun thing.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Then I'm listening to the latest show. And I think it's like show 16. They've been doing it for like 2 they've been
16.
Doing it for like 2 years and up to show 16. They don't get out there real often, you know.
They're all into production.
Yeah, I know. If Isaac
Sometimes
would spend a little less time
get, you know,
plugging
get
in microphones. Anyway, so you and I on show 38
37.
37, thank you. Cuz we're on show 39, right?
I don't know.
Here's your write down so I can look.
Your dream journal?
This is my dream journal. I did a Dr. Phil impersonation. Which, Amy, how long have I been doing my really crappy Dr. Phil impersonation?
Too long.
A long time. All right?
And I'll tell you,
and
people,
in my dream,
he does this impersonation in the morning, evening, afternoon.
Yeah. So I've actually had it in my show notes to try and way back. Actually, before we even held Blue Dog Banter hostage, which they hadn't done this bit that they called Dr. Bill.
His brother. And I didn't know that they did a bit like
they
this.
They did it once. One time before their hot air balloons. Only time I've ever heard them do
Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, for those who haven't heard Blue Dog Banter, is Dr. Phil's brother.
In quotation.
You see me in the air? Dr. Bill, brother. So they claim that my Dr. Phil was a feeble attempt at ripping off Dr. Bill.
Which I have to be in your defense on this.
It's just
a feeble attempt to do Dr. Phil. There is no way that you were trying to steal that from anything because the bit is so bad.
Yeah.
Not their bit, but our bit was so bad that there's no way we could even come close to even trying to do this.
And I'll be honest, I had no recollection of their Dr. Bill. Probably because there was so much time in between their shows. I totally forgot they do a Dr. Bill.
And it was so bad that
my Dr. Phil was not there. Okay,
I don't like them saying that you're stealing everything. So here's the big thing.
So I'm listening to my podcast. So they're doing this and
steal anything from anybody.
Well, hold on. You're getting ahead.
Sorry.
And so I'm listening to all the different podcasts, right? And so here's what they say about their podcast.
Nothing we do on our show
is stolen,
is lifted or borrowed, but
except I think that means that they do.
Listen,
I think that
nothing
little
we
bell
do on our show
is stolen.
Is
nothing they do on their show?
But
is
isn't
stolen.
That bell like to like preface it that it's a joke?
No, because they claim.
Why do they hit a bell?
Well, but they have I don't know I, the bell. I'm not.
I'm thinking they're Bell. Maybe that means that they really
Amy, you're giving them too much credit.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying
nothing we do on our show
is stolen.
Nothing they do on their show is stolen. They're 100% organic, if you will.
Okay.
So they
No ideas are original ideas.
So they, especially in the podosphere. But
especially in radio.
Hold on. We're gonna keep moving here. They do this.
Hey, Blue Dog, what are you drinking? Yeah, that's right. What are you drinking?
Except that really does sound good.
Okay. Now, production quality-wise, it may be a little better.
Is that Isaac's wife?
I don't know.
I think it
stop.
Is.
You're getting... I've thought through how I want this to go. You're throwing it off the tracks. So, now remember their theme.
Nothing we do on our show
is stolen.
Okay. Doesn't this sound... Now, production quality is different, but concept, right? Is this a little similar?
We're up to what we's drinking now. And, as always, for what we's drinking now, I'm going to give it up to the...
Now, notice she says, as always, for what we's drinking now. Now, that is... The Borderline Podcast, who's had...
We're up to what we's drinking now.
That sounds a lot like...
Hey, Blue Dog, what are you drinking?
Huh.
I don't know. Did you call the folks over at Borderline about this?
Have you alerted them to the copyright infringement. And you know what they have to say?
It's on now, bitch.
I don't think they did that. That was from a different one.
That was, but I like to...
you just like to slip something in there.
So...
Anyways.
I have been in contact
whatever,
with the banter.
Boys.
We're going to have a little intervention cast, I think, because...
Oh, is Dr. Bill going to come and talk to us?
I think Dr. Phil is going to have to look...
No, please. I told you, no more Dr. Phil.
I think Dr. Phil and Dr. Bill are going to go toe-to-toe.
And the only way their Dr. Bill gets, you know, like, any kind of credit is because he doesn't really have to sound like Dr. Phil, because he's the brother.
Well, and I had another clip I was going to play a little
and
bit.
And you don't sound like Dr. Phil.
No, I was going to play a little... Well, that's just it.
Somebody told you sounded like Bill Clinton.
No, that was... I think Shelley said it sounded like Bill Clinton. Yeah. So there you go. Banter, you're not as creative. See me doing the air quotes? Creative. Your production quality may be better, but the creative...
Yeah, I really do like that.
So, you know...
It really did sound
don't
good.
Lie.
Nothing we do on our show
is stolen.
Is stolen.
Okay. Let's see. Can we move on?
I was enraged.
You were not.
Yeah, I know. We love them. We can't hide our love.
We're connected so closely on the boulevard here.
We are, exactly. I can't get my neighbors PO'd at me. All right, Amy, are you ready for your favorite time of the night?
No. What is this time of the night?
Said that.
Oh,
pay my dues.
I thought we weren't going to play this. I thought we were going to do trivia.
Time after time.
No. Oh.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
Informer, you know, say that I'm a slow, me, I go blam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the man that says that I'm a slow, me, slam, somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through... What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the darkest of highway, cooing in my ear. Won't smell Uncle Lita's rising up through the air.
Please bring me my wine.
No, as you heard Amy talk, we thought we were going to do trivia. No, because X did 80s trivia a couple weeks ago, and I'd hate to have some podcast accuse us of stealing yet another idea. So
this is not a bit... What, who did a trivia thing?
X did 80s trivia.
Well, why can't we do 90s? It's a totally different game.
So that's just, when you have 5,000 podcasters, it's hard for everybody to be original.
Take that into consideration.
We can do trivia. We're going to do this first.
I will get the amazing trivia book out then.
Okay, Amy, are you ready for your first challenge tonight?
Well, of course.
There's actually some here that I don't think you actually get tonight. There are some real challenges.
There's probably going to be some, because I was even driving down the road today going, what the heck is she saying? And I'm just like singing along going, I know she's not singing whatever I'm singing, because I have no clue what she's saying, but we're all bopping around in my car.
Okay, our tonight's first selection, and I have a bit of a cold if you can't do it. Hello, my babies.
Hello, my babies. That was an impersonation of Phoebe from Friends. Hello, my
I definitely
babies.
Can't do a female. Hello. Anyway, No Doubts, Hey Baby. I'm just not even going to let it be that loud.
Thank you.
I have no way to preview this crap. Leave me alone. What is she saying, Amy? Is she saying... Want to hear it again?
I'm just sipping on chamomile.
I'm just sipping on camel meat.
No.
I'm just sipping on a can of beer.
No.
I'm just sitting on camel here.
It's chamomile.
I'm just sitting on a can, old Neil. Or I'm just sipping on chamomile.
That's what she's saying.
What is chamomile?
It's a tea. I'm just sipping on chamomile. I
watch you boys and girls in the sex appeal. Do you know what the last part is?
Well, yeah, if you just... I couldn't hear the part of it because I was listening to
the last
your...
part. I'm just sipping on chamomile.
I watch you boys and girls in the sex appeal. Watching the boys and girls in their sex appeal. I'm just sipping on chamomile. Watching boys and girl and their sex appeal.
Yeah.
Why didn't you think I get that?
No, I start easy for you.
Oh, that's the warm-up one. Why do you think
there are some hard ones. That is not it.
Yeah, the ones you put in there that I can't even understand if they're speaking English.
Well, we're almost to that at this one. I found it like, oh, this would be great. I'm like, oh, no, we already did Shaggy, so I skipped Shaggy again.
Thank you.
This is Eni Kamosi's Hot Stepper, so.
Oh, what is that? Do I even know? Yes, we multiply. Anyone press will hear the ballet say. I will not get that.
Okay. I'll give you the first part. Hold on. No, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Okay, the beginning is, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. But I want you to
I had no clue that was even what they said.
The challenge for you is the second part. No, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Okay, so is it anyone test will hear the Valley of Sins? Anyone test will... Oh, my Lord. Did I print off the wrong part? Anyone test will hear the ballet to sing. What do you think it is, Amy?
I have no clue. What? I mean, they don't even... Wait, the way he's singing, he's like... We don't die. Yes, we multiply. Here you go. The valet is saying, what?
Anyone test will hear the fat lady sing.
Oh, well. We don't die. Yes, we multiply.
Anyone test will hear the fat lady sing. Now, see, this is test.
Anyone test? What does that even mean? That's not even.
No, if you test, you're going to test me? You're going to test me?
Okay, you know what? That gram.
It sounds like pressed.
It doesn't make any sense. That's not even English. That's broken.
Well, and that's what I run into sometimes. It's like,
no wonder people can't understand what they're saying. They're not speaking coherent sentences.
As I research this show, as little as I do research, that is what I find sometimes. It's like, this isn't logical. Yeah, it is. I thought it was wrong, and then
I need a noun and a verb. Okay.
Amy needs conjunctivitis. All right.
Conjunction.
Oh, wait. No, this
What's
is the next.
Your
I got
out. Function.
Okay. Am I on the right? Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Ready?
Can you take me higher? Can you take me higher? Where a blind man sees. What is it?
Well, you're not 100% wrong, but.
Well,
can you take me higher? That's right.
Yes.
To a place where lime and tea.
No, to a place where blind man sees. Ha ha.
To a place with lime and cheese. To a place where linemen sing. To a place with line dancing. I like that one. Excuse me.
That's real nice.
It's my sound effect, Amy.
Right.
To a place where I can see. Or to a place where blind men see.
It was where I can see, probably. I thought it was where blind men see. Can you take me higher? To a place where blind men see.
It is.
See? I told you.
I wanted you to question yourself with where I can see.
No, I got it. Yay!
It's getting harder and harder to challenge you without totally confusing. You complain if it's totally too hard. And if
the ones that are too hard don't even make sense because it's you get, oh, let's get the rapper out there. You get, yeah, exactly. You get Jamaican men singing. Okay, how am here. I supposed to be able to understand?
You'll like
singing.
This song no matter you know it or not. Okay, well, yeah. We all know the heart of rock and roll is still beating, but what's this beginning part, Amy?
Play it again, please.
Rewind.
Something about fairly breathing.
I don't have any fairly breathing.
Barely breathing?
All right, here, hold on. Now, the oboe may be there to greet them.
No.
Wait. Now, the album may be badly beaten. I did this one just for Lena Jawbone. The odor may be bad in Cleveland.
That's not nice.
Or now the oval may be there in Cleveland. I had to throw the Cleveland one. That's obviously not it. But now the oboe may be barely breathing. Now the old may be barely breathing.
Just could you play it again?
Wait, there's the actual answer. Hold on, we got a couple other ones. Oh,
just play it again.
Okay.
The oboe may be barely breathing? That sounds like that.
That is the one that actually sounds the closest. And I used to think it was, the old may be better at breathing. I'm like, but wait a minute. The old would be better at breathing.
I like the old are barely breathing. Yeah. That would make more sense.
The old are better at breathing. It is actually, and this was a surprise to me too. Now the old boy may
be
barely
breathing. Now the old boy.
Actually, what's funny is there's one misheard lyric in here. It says, the heart of rock and roll is to beaten. As in like a town, the town of Tibetan, Amy. So I think you get...
I went and saw Huey Lewis in the News. That was my very first concert. Woo! And
you
can New Jack
Swing nominate. You've been listening to What the Hell Did They Say?
And Huey looks really good in those black jeans.
The party was nice, the party was pumping. The hottest game to sweep the podcast nation. This game and its likeness are copyright Redcorn Industries, LLC, void in Rhode Island. See you next time here on the Red Boy Podcast for What the Hell Did They Say?
That means Banner Tough Crap.
That was good. So people in Rhode Island should actually
go
ahead.
If you're, if the Blue Dog Banter moves to Rhode Island, they can take that.
Oh,
but
all right.
For now, it's copyright Red Corn Industries, LLC.
Okay. That was fun. I went and saw Huey Lewis. That's so cool that you did that. That was my very, very first concert. Hey, you're getting beat.
I'm getting beat by somebody who I don't know. Should we take this live on the air?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Should I do it? Yeah. Hi, here. Hello, we live on the air with the Red Boy Podcast. This is the Red Boy Podcast. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just on my way home now, finally.
Yeah, so you chirped us. Do you have something to tell us?
Is this Todd?
Sorry, no. This is the Red Boy Podcast broadcasting live right now.
I can't tell who this is.
What do I tell this poor woman?
Man, wrong number.
Man, this is a wrong number. I'm sorry. We actually are doing a live podcast right now, but I think you do have a wrong number. I don't think she's going to be too happy with me. She may not return my call. That kind of reminds me of our little Skype spoofs.
That's hysterical, though, because that's so funny that we got one of those actually when we were on the air.
Oh, my Lord. I get wrong chirps.
Wrong chirps. Wrong numbers, wrong chirps, people. Nextel.
No, only me. I'm the only one that gets it. But anyway, we're going to do news in a minute, but we did do a bit at the end of our last regular podcast. Name this toy.
Oh, yeah.
And
did anybody guess it?
Raymer's the only one who guessed it. Yeah. And
did he guess it correctly? No.
It was the... before I tell you what it was, he claimed it was the Leap Pad, Leap Frog, you know, one of the Leap system learning things.
No.
And I wasn't willing to give him any of the Leap products because he was so wrong. Because it is, in fact, the Care Bear...
piano.
Yes. So, but what he did say is... he was so positive he was right.
Yeah.
He said if he was wrong...
he'd send us something.
No, well...
he did send us something. What did he send us in the mail?
No.
He sent us something the other day.
No, wait. He said if he was wrong...
if I'm wrong, I'll buy the song.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what he said.
If I'm wrong, I'll buy the song.
If he's wrong, he'll buy the Red Boy podcast song.
That's so gross.
And actually, we have some time, we could play Raymer's complete random rants because, he does say he will buy the Red Boy podcast thong and, scarily enough, if that is a word, wear it. So you know what? We're actually probably going to run a little shorter than usual, so we may just drop in a little Raymer's random, Amy's. That's not... oh, new toy for the night Amy's getting. Now, we'll do Raymer's Random Rants. It's really short. Take a listen. Yeah, it's not playing. Hold on.
Access denied.
It's time for a Red Boy exclusive.
What in the hell kind of podcast are you running over here?
What's some other stuff I say?
It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
What's some other stuff I say?
He just might be a little crazy.
You ever notice that rednecks don't need an excuse to party?
No. I'm not talking to you.
Who the hell do you think I'm talking to?
But sometimes he just might make some sense.
I'm talking to myself.
Who the hell knows?
I certainly don't.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay? It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
Hey, let's go talk to this drunk.
Are you drunk right now? I'm not either.
Let me have a sip of my Diet Pepsi. How you like that?
I just love voicemail.
Did I mention he might be a little crazy? I don't know, but I've been told. Yeah.
I have 3 kids and 2 hairs left. Which one's going first?
It's called Raymer's Random Rant.
Did I mention this? I just love voicemail.
Here we go.
Hi, this is your neighbors. There's a lot of bickering going on over there and fighting, and could you guys just be quiet because you're making me uncomfortable? Anyway, you're talking about poison, and you're talking about, where am I going? My train just derailed. Oh, God. Okay, poison and I'm going to lock my phone, and you're talking about, is it a cell phone? Dude, poison was like 80s, cell phones back then. You remember those? They were freaking... either a big-ass brick phone or they installed in your car. Remember that? I don't even think they had a lock on them. And if they did lock, it was locked so your damn handset didn't come out of the cradle. Anyway, just thought I'd point that out to you. Oh, there's a motorcycle cop. Straighten up and fly right. Yeah, I'm talking on my cell phone, buddy. That was fun, making all those crank calls. Amy, you need to keep a tighter control of your man. He's out of control. Out of gosh darn control. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to upset your Midwestern sensibilities. Goodbye. By the way, the only people who have the weather girls, it's raining men, are DJs and ex-DJs and homosexuals. And I don't, never mind. I'll let you choose that one. I'd like to enter this contest. What the hell is that toy? It's a leapfrog. And if I win, I want the song. You know who this is. You know who this is, damn it.
See, told you.
Leapfrog.
He said if he wins, he gets
wrong,
the thong.
I'll buy the thong myself, and I'll wear it, and I'll put a picture up. But you have to put it on your thong.
No.
I mean, your website.
This has been a Red Boy exclusive presentation.
No, we will not be doing
Raymer's
that.
Random Rants. This segment could be illegal in several states and or jurisdictions, including Maryland, Maine, Mississippi, Queen Creek, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, Guam, Hawaii, Battle Creek, Michigan. I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
Listening to Raymer's Random Rants could cause the following birth defects and or ailments: fibromyalgia, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, werewolf syndrome, China syndrome, mumps, measles, Parkinson's, whooping cough, typhoid fever, and or Saturday night fever.
I'm not drunk.
See you next time here on Red Boys Podcast for Raymer's Random Rants, because you just never know what you might hear.
I love this voicemail, man. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to wear your thong now because you're wrong. Unless...
You're going to wear a thong
no,
now?
No, he is.
Oh.
I'm less impressed about him wearing the thong. I'm just excited that somebody besides us will have bought a Red Boy Podcast item. So if I'm reading the reports right from our cafe press store, I'm the only person who's bought anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry, honey.
My podcast boyfriend hasn't even bought anything.
Oh, shut up.
He claims gas prices. Aaron, you're full of crap.
Gas prices.
Amy, you have a new story. Please
share.
I
do. Okay. Will a computer game help kids eat properly?
Now, some of you, we know, have children. Well, we know most of...
I saw this on the news the other day.
Yeah. You know what? I can't be cutting edge to the woman who watches news all day long. I can't keep up, Amy.
You want me reading my news story?
So if any of you have kids who are picky eaters like our one little red...
The government hopes the spaceship computer game will help kids eat properly. Agricultural Secretary Mike Johans showed...
Johans? Is he from Germany?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Showed the game to some students at Northern Virginia grade school today, and some of them ate it up. It's a part of the new food pyramid for kids age 6 to 11. In the computer game, the ship only makes it to planet power if the kids load it up with the right combination of healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat and fat-free milk, and lean meat.
Does the ship have taste buds?
No.
Or a gag reflex?
Apparently, the ship doesn't stop at the Golden Arches. There is some criticism of the new program. The executive director of the Washington-based Center for Science in Public Interest, Michael Jacobson, says the program's materials don't urge kids to drink less soda pop and to eat less candy. He says if the government really wants to improve kids' eating habits, it would get junk food out of schools and ban junk food advertising on television. Okay.
So basically it's just a kid's game teaching you how to work the food pyramid.
Exactly. Which is fine. Okay, here's my thing. First of all, I do agree, get the junk food out of the schools. I don't really think that kids need to have access to soda during school.
We did when I was in high school, but you couldn't buy it till after school was over.
Exactly. That was the same rule we had.
Or we could buy it at lunch. Cause, well, no, we had open lunch. We could leave campus.
Well, you could do that, but yeah, my thing is, no, they don't need that. And the other thing is, ban junk food advertising on TV. Okay. You know what? I can't even say anything because whatever. You know, it's free country. Parents need to take control of their kids. And they say this. They go, you know what? No, we're not buying that for you. It's junk.
If you want to let your kids eat box after box of Ho-Hos, you know, we let our kid eat box after box of Ding Dong, so that's okay.
No,
I haven't had a Ding Dong or a Ho-Ho in forever.
Neither have I, and I walked by them, and I'm like, the other day, I'm like, ooh, that looks good.
And you know what?
And
the hostess people were very smart naming their cakes because good thing they didn't name the Ho-Ho the Ding Dong because the Ho-Ho is the long, round one. The Ding Dong is a squatty, round one. Otherwise,
what about the Twinkies?
The Ding Dong would look like a Ding Dong.
Whatever. Anyways.
So buy this.
But you know what?
What
I walk on by them because you know what? I know
you just
I'll eat
walk
the
on
entire
by.
Box of them.
I hear you.
In one sitting.
And you know what? I thought this was the coolest news story, and I just had to flush it down the damn toilet because I even saw it on our 5 o'clock news, and Amy had heard about it like, 6 years ago or something because you watched
yesterday.
So much noise. The new car smell can kill me.
I know.
I love new. No wonder they can't.
I love the new car smell.
No wonder they can't reproduce it. Spray your car with napalm now with new car smell.
I love the new car smell.
I test drive cars just so I can smell the new car
smell.
They
should just pump that in everywhere. New car smell.
We almost, almost
did not buy a new car.
It's time for a...
Sorry.
There was no new car almost bought.
I forgot to...
We talked about that already, though.
No. Lurker Rick had an email.
Oh.
Oh, no. Where is it? Here it is. He says, this is mainly directed to you, Amy.
Oh.
That, because I was bitching about U-Haul sucking and trying to charge me more than I need to pay. Hey, you could have been driving to Michigan, like we did a couple weeks ago. in a brand new minivan. But no, Amy said no. If you had the minivan, you would not have had to deal with U-Haul.
Yes, but let's go back.
Now, wait, wait. I am going to give him credit. He's I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, anyway, I know. I know. Yeah. I understand it, but yes.
So you're right, though. He is correct. If we
he is
got,
correct.
We would not have needed
so
the
So we would have either paid, gone back one
pouch,
day and paid.
The roof pouch.
Yeah, $20 or $30 or whatever we pay.
Whatever you screwed out of at that place.
Exactly.
Plus mileage.
Exactly. But let's think about how much we would have spent if we would have gotten a new car. And I would have had
probably more than $30. Dollars.
Yeah,
I wish this was a video.
Because we keep putting our fingers up and going, in the little quotation marks, yeah. New car.
You're more wrong than I am. No, you are. All right, Amy. In my effort to make this a shorter
cast, the game.
We're going to play a game. Raymer, you got to go buy a thong, and I don't want to see the picture.
No. I'll pick the one that we're going to push.
Okay. Here comes the... You know, Raymer, don't have to buy a thong. Just give us an intro.
I'm going to play. Here it is.
You have to put it up to the mic, Amy.
Oh, well, I'll bring it
to
my
You can't put it in the middle of the dining room table.
Stop it. Give me it.
Speaker's there. Okay.
Okay. Here it is. This is...
The toy of the week.
We're just going to push one button on this toy.
We'll make it closer. That's only... Oh, you should do the main...
No. All right, I'll do two buttons.
Do all these here. Okay. Okay. If you can answer that, you won a fabulous Red Boy podcast prize straight from the Cafe Press store, so I can be the second person to buy something from that store. But we will get you a Red Boy podcast item.
Matt is. Cuckoo.
Amy's the sound effects department. You know what, Amy? You're so funny. Yeah, you are. You're so funny.
And now Matt is doing the baby voice that we do with Maggie all the time. Oh, you're such a cute little girl. Okay, it's the end of the podcast.
Oh, and before we go, Pete from Illinois sold out to Curry.
What's
Adam
that?
Curry.
What'd he do?
His Bored Again Christian, he sent a promo in to Curry. Although, you know what? It's fine. You know what? Any way you can promote your show.
I don't care what
he's already
do.
Sold out the advertiser anyway, so it doesn't matter. That's
he cool. has advertising?
Yeah, Illinois has an advertiser.
Who? Why don't we just don't get know. An advertiser? We
this
get
podcast
one.
Brought to you by The Copy Shop, located in historic downtown Bloomington. See them for all your copy needs if you live anywhere near Bloomington, or visit them online at thecopyshoponline.com.
Yay! We have an advertiser!
Who doesn't... Well, actually, this is a copy shop computer we're recording this on, so I guess they have paid us.
We have an advertiser.
Anyway.
It's not...
Not
paying
really,
us
not
anything,
really,
but
man. We're
yeah.
not getting like thousands of dollars a month.
But
that was
our
my other
family
new story.
Business.
My other new story was podcast gold rushes on. Apparently,
I'm sure this gold rush. Ooh, the copy
ooh,
shop with that.
I'm panning for gold, looking for pennies.
Okay.
Well, thank you once again for joining the debauchery train wreck that is the Red Boy Podcast. We're proud to be here entertaining you, hoping you actually pushed play on your MP3 player. And I didn't even get into my iTunes disaster.
I didn't even get to do my thing.
You want to? No. No. We'll do it. Save it for next time.
Okay.
Amy will have a show note for next time. And we are up
if
to...
If I remember.
We're up to 52 subscribers and up to 90-some downloads.
90-some downloads.
It's probably me sitting at work all day. Download, download, download.
52?
Subscribers.
Wow.
Well, one is Mr. Brian Beam, who I hope is listening. Who,
Woo! Shout out! Oh, here's another
big
advertiser.
Big ups to my peeps. Yeah, here's another advertiser. Flatlander Industries, for all your embroidery needs, visit them at flatlanderindustries.com.
And if you need a marketing company,
visit them at businessbuildersnet.com, I think.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. We'll get that better the next time. We're just going to plug all of our friends.
If you're a friend and want to be plugged for free, we don't charge. Or if you're just a listener of ours and want to be plugged, we'll plug you. We don't care. We're cheap.
Who else can I plug? I'll think about
How
that.
How about you visit us at redboypodcast.com. Email redboy@redboypodcast.com. You can email Amy@redboypodcast.com. Or can't remember crap at redboypodcast.com. Skype, Amy. What is our Skype address?
Can't remember.
No, it's actually redboy3.
Oh, okay.
And,
Something about geek. I don't know what the phone number is.
You can call us. Leave us a voicemail. We're always looking for voicemail from a lot of people, anybody other than Raymer. 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335 if you're on a standard phone. Rotary not acceptable.
We can get faxed on that too, right?
We can. We've never gotten a fax as Raymer.
I don't know why Raymer doesn't fax us.
Well, because he wants to fax us his ass cheeks, Amy.
Oh.
So next time, next time we will have Amy's little thing. She has a What Tree Would You Be? And we'll do a little 90s trivia. How about that? We'll pimp the next show right there, Amy.
Oh, I don't want anybody mad at us.
You know what? Banter can walk down the street and kiss my butt.
That is not nice.
Actually, that's not fair because it's only one third of the banter lives down the street. The rest of them are other
that's
places.
That's not nice. I don't.
We got nothing but love for the banter, right? All right, you know what? I'm Red Boy. And you are?
Absolute Amy.
Shamed, absolute Amy. And we are
out.